Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. All it takes is a handful of dedicated people with the requisite character to get out in the real world and distribute flyers. Thousands of white people are made aware of our existence. Thousands of white people are made aware of an alternate future that includes pride in who we are, pride in our heritage, and an expectation of a tomorrow greater than anything seen before in human history. Thousands of white people are rescued from depression and purposelessness. Thousands of white people take the first step from being vaguely aware that this society hates them, the first step toward becoming fighters for a whole new society. That's what the National Alliance Love Your Race campaign is doing. Rabbi Karp can't stop it. The SPLC can't stop it. Self-hating, deluded Christians stumbling around a park like half-rotted zombies at the behest of the good rabbi can't stop it. No one can stop it. No one can stop the Love Your Race campaign so long as we keep it up. And we are keeping it up. When National Alliance activists spread our message to neighborhoods throughout Iowa City, Iowa, what was the response? An email from a semi-literate black councilman with the hilarious name of Kingsley Botchway II, in which he tried to intimidate whites by, quote-unquote, reporting our perfectly legal and totally positive Love Your Race flyers to the SPLC and the police. According to social media, Botchway, who is engaged in an interracial relationship with a white woman, published his inspiring Martin Luther King Day speech at a local black church on YouTube. It promptly garnered 9 entire views, including mine. Botchway openly engages in racial politics in his speech, emphasizing the need for black people to stand together and the like, which makes him, on top of everything else that he is, a hypocrite for condemning whites for doing the same thing. According to local newspaper, the Press Citizen, Botchway also used his diversity position in the school system to encourage students to look at the district's I Have a Dream vision wall, whatever that is, presumably a glorified bulletin board with the usual platitudes about St. Martin. I am sure that lives were changed. The Press Citizen's online audience is notably lower than that of nationalvanguard.org, by the way. The total effect of Councilman Kingsley Botchway's opposition to the National Alliance Love Your Race campaign? 0. Local controlled media outlet KCRG-TV couldn't find many white people to condemn the Love Your Race flyer, so they told a local black about it in order to get the outraged and disturbed response that their masters demanded. In the video I'll embed in the text version of this broadcast, you'll see that they quote a black female who didn't even get the flyer, but was told about it before she was interviewed. Her inarticulate response, quote, When I saw it, I was distraught because I thought we were far more beyond that, especially in Iowa City." Close quote. The one white, they did quote, was a rather unmasculine-looking specimen who, quote, "sent out warnings on social media," close quote, about the, quote, "message of racial discrimination," close quote. By the way, I'll give KCRG one small bit of credit. Unlike most controlled media outlets, they did write to us prior to airing their story. Our own Vanessa Neubauer responded, quote, "We encourage all concerned citizens to distribute our wholesome and positive Love Your Race flyers. It's so easy to concentrate on negative things, especially on the topic of race. Even though it's right to be concerned about threats to our people, it's also important to be positive. That's why we created our Love Your Race campaign. Loving your own people, wanting them to survive, wanting the best for them, and helping to achieve a better future for them is a positive message that everyone can understand and support." Close quote. The station included three words of what she wrote, wholesome and positive, near the end of their biased negative piece. KCRG is an affiliate of the Jewish-owned and Jewish-controlled ABC television network. That they would attempt to spin our positive message as hate was as inevitable as it was a win for us. Since the more perceptive viewers, the viewers we want to reach, will see instantly who's being deceptive here. The total effect of KCRG's and their pet freaks' opposition to the National Alliance Love Your Race campaign was zero. Another local station, KWWL, an affiliate of Jewish-run NBC, diligently searched and found someone to not only condemn the National Alliance, but also to make the rather fantastic claim that she and her neighbors were targeted by our Love Your Race campaign. Her name is Jillian, and she has fluorescent hair and a ring in her nose. Need I tell you about the effect her opposition had on our campaign? I didn't think so. Another local paper, the Gazette, editorialized against the Alliance using the tired old libertarian argument that, quote, "true conservatives recognize racism as a dangerous form of collectivism, the precise opposite of individualism, our most treasured value," close quote. Apparently without recognizing that exactly the same argument could be used to argue against all black-oriented groups, against the State of Israel, indeed against any nation-state that has ever existed, including America. The total effect of the Gazette's opposition to our Love Your Race campaign? Zero. Multiplied by the Andrew Klavan libertarian bonus multiplier of 0.25. In other words, zero. The mayor of Iowa City, Jim Throgmorton, even got in on the act, blurting out angrily in this week's city council meeting, quote, "Unlike what the neo-Nazi distributors of that flyer apparently think, we, the people of Iowa City, are not of one race, nor do we want to be." Close quote. We note with satisfaction that the effect on our loving outreach campaign of the mayor's anti-white hatred, which we have noted, is exactly zero. Perhaps Mayor Throgmorton an anti-white ideologue, should be more concerned with his formerly white city's rapidly rising murder rate, which has coincided with a massive increase in the number of non-whites. This influx of vibrant diversity and the content of their character has brought such benefits as riots triggered by a fight over a jacket, and many other wondrous rays of the sparkling multicultural rainbow previously unknown to Iowans. The SPLC came to town to fight the alliance this week too, as our own Rosemary Pennington reported. The National Alliance Love Your Race campaign has the anti-white left on the run in Iowa and Illinois. Thousands of our simple and effective Love Your Race flyers have been distributed in Davenport, Bettendorf, Moline, and Rock Island over the last few months. It's almost impossible to effectively smear the concept of loving your race, but the anti-whites, led by the SPLC and Rabbi Henry Karp, have been trying, gathering a ragtag band of sexual deviants, non-white invaders, and terminally self-hating white Christians for various anti-racist events over the last several months. All of these events have focused on attacking the National Alliance. This week's speech by SPLC Representative Leisha Brooks at Monmouth College was no exception. The racially mixed Brooks told the heavily black group of around 25 that the alliance's message should be rejected, and that pro-white's, quote, main method of recruitment is flyers, such as those distributed by the National Alliance in the Quad Cities, close quote. Quote, we can't allow their message to be normalized, Brooks added. No, we saw what happened in Charlottesville, and these groups will grow if we don't each of us take a loud stand against them, close quote. The painfully incompetent report by one Mayra Cordova on local television station WHBF included a newly invented word. Cordova referred to racially conscious white people as, quote, white suprematists, close quote. Perhaps English is not Miss Cordova's first language. According to the WHBF news piece, the SPLC's Brooks also urged Monmouth students to, quote, join as many social justice movements as possible, including Black Lives Matter, women's rights, LGBT, the Dreamers, and the Muslim Band, close quote. Join the Muslim Band? Whatever that is? Join the Dreamers? Really? We don't know if it's Miss Cordova or Brooks who's been smoking the magic mushrooms, but they must be pretty powerful. Meanwhile, another 1,000 National Alliance flyers were distributed in the Quad Cities, while 25 people slept through the SPLC's tired old lies. The total effect of the SPLC roadshow on the effectiveness of the National Alliance Love Your Race campaign was exactly zero. Starting now, the National Alliance is once again making its Love Your Race campaign into an international outreach movement of worldwide scope, a Valentine's Day present to all European-descended people of goodwill throughout the world. Our message, love your race. I'll embed in this broadcast links to high-resolution downloadable copies of our simple and beautiful Love Your Race flyer in 29 different European languages. download the one appropriate for your nation. And between now and Sunday, February 18th, with a special emphasis on Valentine's Day, the 14th, distribute them as widely as possible. If you can provide a verified translation for a European language which does not appear on the list below, please send it to us via our contact form or by writing to us at Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Be sure and let us know how many of these flyers you have printed and distributed, so we'll know the extent of the success of this campaign. There are myriad legal ways to give these flyers to people in your community. Always distribute them lawfully. Thanks to our volunteers for these translations. If you see any errors in our international flyers, please let us know so they may be corrected. The flyers are available in the following languages: English, Afrikaans, Albanian, Bulgarian, Czech, Danish, Dutch, Estonian, Finnish, French, Gaelic, German, Greek, Hungarian, Icelandic, Italian, Latvian, Lithuanian, Macedonian, Maltese, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Serbian, Slovak, Spanish, and Swedish. I hope we pass each other on the street as we spread our message of love and community. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. You can listen to our 24/7 radio network at natall.com/radio. That's natall.com/radio. And read our online magazine, National Vanguard, at nationalvanguard.org. That's National Vanguard, all one word, .org. To help us, send donations to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. That's Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. You can also donate by accessing natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to never give up.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have.
Down to the sky.